Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
The dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And then Jay-Z song was on. And then Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away.
White power. Come on, everyone. Celebrating the fucking white race and all the good shit they've done for the earth. Am I right, everyone?
Find me on a podcast I can get on board with that.
Come on, baby boy.
Thought that's what Miley Cyrus is all about.
This is going to be a really fun show. I'm going to tell you right now, we have a great show planned today. We great show unplanned today because we had a special guest drop in. Bronson Jones joined
us. Yes.
I had nowhere to be, nothing to do. No place better to go.
It's incredible. I love Bronson. Every time I see Bronson, I'm happy. I don't know what it is. Most people don't like you.
I know.
For me, when I see Bronson, I'm like, this is a good guy.
Yeah. I know drinking will ensue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Bronson. If you guys don't know, he is a great comedian from California, runs a great show, Venice Underground in Venice Beach, California. A lot of questionable riffraffy types that hang on the outskirts of that show. I've almost been attacked outside of that show more times than any other show in the world.
Yeah.
He gets attacked outside of a lot of shows.
Yeah, he's got that look.
The point is, don't go. I'm saying if you're in Venice, it's not a good idea. It's not actually safe.
It's a good time.
But if you want to, look.
Well, one time we were having a show, and then I went to go outside, and the bouncer was like, "You're not allowed outside." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" They're like, "The cops told us we can't let anybody in or out right now." And I was like, "Why?" And they're like, "Oh, there was a shooting right across the street, and they're just trying to make sure that they catch the guy before people come in or out."
Exactly. So what happened? More comedy, right?
Yeah,
more comedy. There you go. The fucking comedy keeps it rolling.
That's right.
Worth it. Worth the guy's life for a couple more fucking sets.
Can't put a price on that.
Exactly. You know what they say? Laughter's the best medicine. Drag that guy inside. Maybe some yuck yucks will make his wounds heal.
Yeah. That's what people say when Lewis does comedy. Yuck, yuck,
yuck, yuck. Just one yuck.
I'm not going to give you a Zach attack when you attack me so early in the show, Zach. Look, also, two other great comedians. Gina Bisconti is back.
Hey, buddy.
Nobody asked for this, but fuck it.
Hi.
What do you have over Shannon? There's something going on.
I send her pictures of my cat.
Gina, your cock?
Same thing. It's code. It's my big, adorable cat.
Your big, furry...
my well-fed...
That no one touches but you.
Yes, that no one... I was stroking this morning, my big, adorable cat.
Also...
Gino's dick shits in a box.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's up before me. What?
Also, very happy to have back on the show. You guys know him from Comedy Fight Club here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best roasters in the business, Matt Maron's back on the show.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Matt Maron, I like it. You have a new cool confidence today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because you have sleeves on. I have no idea.
I don't like it.
Islanders are on a winning streak. My hockey team is usually terrible. They're doing well now.
Okay. That's hockey. I'm not a sports guy.
Yeah.
They play 82 games to eliminate the Columbus Blue Jackets every year, and then they start the playoffs.
My entire life, they've been terrible. They're good now, so I'm just confident in every aspect of life because of that.
Good. Fuck yeah, dude. It's Islanders Day here on the Real Ass Podcast. If you have an Islanders story, call in 573 Gasline. We're going to accept your stories and...
I was raped by a Samoan.
Not that kind of islander.
Those Islanders, Zach. It's always got to be racial with you.
He hit me with a coconut.
Look,
I'm auditioning for Castaway.
incredible show planned today. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to get to know our guests a little bit, too. I was thinking about this. I was like, every time I come in and I bring people onto the show, they talk and I don't listen. I'm just waiting to go. I'm waiting to fucking get in the pocket and just do what I do and say my perspective and my thing, you know? And I feel like if we just sat back and we just asked these fuckers some questions, first of all, easier show, right?
Oh, yeah, way easier.
Right?
Easy lifting.
And then on top of that, I feel like we could actually get to know a little bit about our guests.
You should have got three interesting guests if this is the day you try this thing.
This is going to be a problem.
Yeah, you should have got, you know, people with credits and goals.
No. Here's the problem.
Things to talk about, you know, things to plug.
People with credits can only talk about their success.
Yes.
I realize this is why you listen to most of these podcasts. This is why LA podcasts all stink. Because everyone in LA, and no offense, Joe Rogan, he knows how I feel about him. Sure. I look up to Joe Rogan in a lot of ways. He looks up to me, and that's okay. Okay, the podcasts out there, they're all so successful that they don't know how to connect with the plight of the average man. They're like,
or below average, in like,
yeah.
If success is not a priority, you got the three best guests.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, no, the reality is this: like, you guys are a hop, skip, and a jump away from fucking homeless, working at suicide. A bus depot.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, so that's our audience. So they're going to be able to connect with you guys, understand where you're coming from, and then also. In you and me and all of us,
sure,
they get to fucking see possibly a path to success because we're still more successful than the losers that listen to this show. Shannon, edit that part out. Shannon, when I want to edit, I'm just gonna fucking thing is ding.
That's my bell.
Edit. You made you hear that? I want that part edited out.
Shannon, it's so fun to ring your bell.
Oh, I liked it, Zach. You know, fucking
made a big mistake leaving that in here.
No, he stole it. Zach!
One of the best jokes.
There you go.
One of the best jokes he's ever told on the fucking show.
You have a... You're still doing the soundboard?
Shannon, if you were smart, you would paint this like your tit. And then when we all did that to it, we'd fucking get aroused and we'd be thinking about your show more.
Yeah, smart is
now
the...
show them titties.
There she is. Yes.
Did you ever smart. Add... Is that still smart. The length of that soundbite?
That's the length of that soundbite.
You didn't make it longer?
No, I like it.
Okay.
You heard that and thought that needs to be more of that?
It's perfection.
More titties.
Perfection. I don't like that every time you play that, Shannon cuts to her forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shannon. Learn your fucking camera angle.
It's not... I'm too short. I still have to be able to like work the computer and stuff.
Shannon, but the camera angle, it's not set. You can change the angle.
Let's but it would just be for the titty bit.
Or get a fucking standing desk.
Yeah, get a jumping jack desk.
That shoots water at you.
wear a white t-shirt to work every day.
Yeah, Nate fixed it.
There we go. You see how much better that is?
No forehead.
Yes. Yeah, and then also it cuts off your fucking massive forehead as well.
Yeah.
It's showing the best parts of you, Shannon. You know what you look like, Shannon?
What?
If
like a hot Fraggle.
That's also accurate. You look like what they were going for
when they made the Bratz dolls.
No, when they made white girls, that movie. Like Shannon looks like a black dude that they successfully turned into a hot white chick.
Okay,
like they didn't have the makeup technology back when that movie was made, but today with CGI,
she looks like Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, oh,
nice.
That was fucking great. You know what? There you go, Matt. In your face, Shannon Sosa. Take it.
Shannon Sosa.
I like it. I like when the guests attack Shannon a little bit. You know, Shannon has it very comfortable in life.
You harass her every single time I've been here.
Harass is pretty nice. I'll be here all day, guys. All right. Look, we have a lot to talk about on today's show. Okay. I have fucking notes up the ass.
Really?
Notes up the wazoo.
Really?
Okay. We're going to talk about our fucking.
Plenty of room on the desk if you want to lay them out.
We're going to let these fucking. We're going to get to know these comics a little bit more because if I'm exposing you guys to the number one fucking fan base in the world,
yeah.
They should get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
But first, let's get some plugs directly out of the way. Bronson Jones, what would you like to plug?
I started a podcast recently. It's called I Am What I Am, and I just sit around and talk to you.
Popeye podcast.
Yeah. Because somebody already has I Am What I Am, which is like a religious thing, and if my fans go there, they're going to be sorely disappointed, but if their fans come to mine, they're going to be really disappointed.
Yeah.
So it is like I Am What I Am, like Popeye. And I just sit around and talk to people who I appreciate. So it's not all comedians either, because I think there's enough comedians talking to comedians podcasts in the world.
So you just talk to other people.
I talk to real people.
This is what I do. Yeah. This is what I'm doing with you guys today. Like, yeah. Everyone's talking to successful comedians in the world.
Fuck that.
For me.
Been done.
Overrated.
Exactly. I can talk to some guys that are fucking, you know.
Fucking.
These guys are. I'm not even fucking, so I don't even have that going for me. I don't know what the fuck's happening here.
Gino Bisconti.
Hey, buddy. Hey, how are you? Big Dan. That's not my Twitter. I'm banned.
I know. I tried to.
There is. It doesn't. I'm done with Twitter. Fucking
edit that shit.
No, Twitter's done with you.
Twitter's done with me. I'm the Anne Frank of Twitter. They keep finding me.
You said that you can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah. They keep banning me. I just haven't gotten around to making a new fake one.
I'm done with them.
Okay, so you have nothing to plug.
But no, all kinds of stuff to plug.
Good.
Comedians at the Compound next month at the White Plains Comedy
Comedians
Club.
Comedians in cars avoiding paying rent.
Yes, comedians in cars driving
comedians
around.
Comedians living in cars.
Comedians in cars looking for a good parking spot with no street cleaning this week. All kinds of good shit.
We just begging for change with a coffee cup.
It's all coming together. And of course I do the In Hot Water podcast 5 days a week. You never stop by anymore. Well,
it's not a podcast. It's a fucking web show.
I don't know what it is. Is that what it is?
There's no RSS feed. There's no podcast. A video program.
Yeah. I don't know what to call it. But
calm
down,
KSI. We get it.
I like what you're saying.
Okay.
This is a podcast?
This is a podcast.
But there's a video component to this.
I know this, but it's available in podcast form. It's available. You can subscribe to our RSS feed.
So that's what makes it a podcast.
Technically, I think it's having an RSS feed that you can subscribe to, right? An MP3 that you can subscribe to via RSS feed is the definition, I believe, of a podcast, right? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. You can at least listen to it in audio. If it's just video, it can't be a podcast.
No, you could listen to ours in just audio.
What is the definition of a podcast right now? I should know this. I'm a mogul.
You are.
Podcast. It's a digital audio file made available for the interweb for downloading to a computer or mobile device, typically available as a series with a guy with a cheesy spick mustache. So,
New installments, which can be received by subscribers automatically. It's not actually saying RSS feed, but that's what RSS feed means.
Yes.
I was right, bitch.
Yeah, dude. I was not doubting you. I was impressed.
I am the fucking Elon Musk of Puerto Rican rattlesnake podcast moguls.
There's definitely a Musk to you.
There is. Matt Maron.
I have a new podcast also, Who's On First Podcast, which the name was surprisingly not taken. Me and comedian Anthony Pastoretti. It's comedy sports podcasts. Basically ESPN if no one there cared about losing their jobs.
Yeah.
And we just talk about everything going on in sports with no qualms about saying exactly how we're feeling about
it. And Zach just started a podcast called What's On Second, and it's just about trannies in sports. A similar concept.
That was really
I thought
one.
That was I Don't Know's.
I Don't Know's on Third.
Give
yeah.
Give yourself a little something. Give yourself a little something.
What's On Second about trendy sports? Yeah. I'm going to tweet it. Give me a second.
Yeah. And if you're not a sports fan, I do a comedy podcast with Bobby Sheehan, Mark Henley, Ben Miller, called The Super Seniors, four men perpetually in our fifth year of college, just hanging around, talking dumb shit. And next week, I'm on In Hot Water, next Wednesday.
That's
I'm going to be
right,
on with
are.
Gino.
That's right. And when's Comedy Fight Club coming out?
Comedy Fight Club, every Sunday night is the live show at The Stand. Gino's judged a couple times. Lewis is judged.
That
is Zach
great,
is judged. And the podcast comes out each week, and on Gas Digital, it streams live Wednesdays at 10:30.
Very good. If you want to check me out.
Hold on, I'm tweeting out this funny joke.
I know, that's why we're moving along.
I love how you started this by going, I don't listen to any of the guests. Meanwhile, you're tweeting during the guests.
Check out my new transgender sports podcast, What's On Second, coming soon to Gas Digital. It's fucking funny right there. Yeah. That would deserve a tweet.
Our new show, What's On Second, is about what audiences say when Lewis opens a show.
Zach's good. God, what else you got?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show every Friday at midnight. Tonight is the special Evil Bong edition with me, Alex Scarlato, and Trey Gallion. We are so high that at one point in the podcast, I had to hold on to the table. Nice. It is a very fun one. I think you guys should check it out.
Turns out that was just Alex's chest.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of spook shows, I'm going to see the Nets tonight.
Fuck yeah.
Spook show. I thought you were going to reference Lewis's transgender sports joke again.
That's just a flat out racial joke. That is just
every time I'm on a camera next to Gino, I go, God, I hope that's not on camera right now.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be sitting next to
Let me explain the joke. It's really highbrow. All right, forget.
I got a couple things coming up, guys. Tonight, if you're listening live, White Plains Comedy Club, myself, Chris Scopo. And Mike Figgs. Mikey Figgs is going to be
Love Mikey
well.
Figgs.
White Plains Comedy Metzger. Club. One show, 8 p.m. Then me and Metzger, we're starting off this tour, Shakespeare's Pub, lower level, Kalamazoo, Michigan, December 5th. December 6th and 7th, we'll be in Detroit. Bananas Comedy Club, I'm alone, December 13th and 14th in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. New Year's Eve, Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store. Live podcast at 8 o'clock in the Belly Room. 10:30 p.m. show, Legion of Skanks and Friends. Stand-up show. Already we got Shane Gillis, we got Tim Dillon, we have Kim Congdon, obviously the Legion of Skanks, some special guests and surprises. Then me and Metzger are back out on the road. American Comedy Company, San Diego, California, January 2nd through 4th. Punchline in Philly, January 17th, 18th, and 19th. And we'll be in Boston at Laugh Boston, January 23rd through 25th. Hartford Funny Bone, the 28th. Albany Funny Bone, 29th. Syracuse Funny Bone, the 30th. Buffalo, Comedy Beer Works in Buffalo with Zach Amico, January 31st.
Yo, yeah, definitely.
Fuck yeah, I know you love Buffalo, dude. We're going to go fucking try to finger bang some fat juggalos and do drugs. Take your fucking ring off if you can get it off.
Hilarities.
Yeah, I mean, a lot more. Obviously, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indianapolis, Arlington, Virginia at the Draft House coming up. We're going to be in Winnipeg. We're going to be all over the place, dude.
Jesus.
And Secret Group Skankfest, obviously, is coming up, baby boys. December 9th. Tickets are officially on sale December 9th. You're not going to want to miss out.
Wait, it's at the Secret Group?
The Secret Group.
We were just there this weekend, me and Berg, doing a live
show.
How
incredible is that venue?
It's great. And by the way, like, your fans, our fans are great. Like, there's so many, there were so many guys that came out wearing Skank shirts. It was, like, fucking awesome.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the Secret Group, we're taking over the entire venue. Outdoor, I think it might even be two outdoor stages.
I told them I'm inviting myself.
It's going to be fucking nuts, okay? We haven't announced anybody yet, but we'll be announcing a lot of the lineup December 9th. Everyone who we can announce on December 9th, we are bringing 100 of the best comedians in the world to Houston, Texas. If you guys have never been to Skankfest before, you have no fucking clue. If you have been, don't miss out. Don't wait for Skankfest in New York, guys. Yeah. We could all get struck by fucking lightning. The world could end. The world could collapse. Manhattan could be underwater. Yeah. Maybe Skankfest in New York never happens.
We could all get arrested for drug possession, end of March.
Yeah, who fucking knows, okay?
People might get wind of that spook joke Bronston did a few minutes ago.
Look, in Texas, they are loving spook jokes.
That's a hotbed of those jokes.
It's not this funny. It's
yeah,
not,
but what we're doing is if you take your best spook joke and you hang it from a tree by a rope, we're picking the best spook jokes off that tree and reading them throughout Skankfest weekend. It's a new bit we're doing.
I love it.
It's called Hang a Spook from a Tree.
I'm in.
Okay.
So I'm definitely on Skankfest.
These are bits. You know, these are all bits, guys.
I'm just watching SNL careers disappear.
Who wants to be on that shit show ever? Yeah. The best joke, we're going to die behind a truck and drag it to Skankfest South.
Right now, Brian's like, I asked Gene to go with him.
March 27th to 29th. It's three full days of comedy from noon to like 1 a.m. every single night. It's going to be a fucking nonstop party. I'm going to tell you right now. Is that coffee for me? I'll take one. Grab your ticket, skankfest.net. Also, guys, look, you love the show. Every show we've ever done is available on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to this show, Zach's show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and more. The entire on-demand library. Thousands.
How
of
many shows are on this network?
21 shows.
Me and him were talking on Walkover. Yeah. What's that?
21 shows.
We were singing your praises, but I'm like, there's a lot. I can't even name them all.
Jamie Josta from Hatebreed has a show here. Tommy Dreamer from ECW has his show here. It's the fucking best podcast network in the world. No offense.
None taken. It's fantastic.
This is a really nice facility. I've never been here.
Thank you. Have you never been here, Bronson?
No.
Never.
First time here and you made that spook show joke?
I know. Ooh. I'll never be back.
Is everyone okay? What if I just got frozen like that and that's the way I could communicate?
Oh, we would all put our dicks on your cheek.
Okay. Look. Let me see, how's that tweet doing? That was a fucking solid joke.
This is my... Did you see someone tell me a story that Sacha Baron Cohen is saying like social media is like, you know, a platform for hatred and all that stuff.
Wait, say that again.
Sacha Baron Cohen, he just gave some speech somewhere and he's like, it's like every, he compares social media now to what Hitler was doing in the 30s.
What do you mean?
It's just a way to fucking.
Just social media in general?
Yeah. Like Facebook is letting people go. That's a big thing with the election coming up. Facebook lets, if you pay, you could say whatever you want in a political ad. Doesn't even have to be true. He doesn't fact check. And
right.
He was going after it. And I thought of that because, you know.
And yet Twitter suspended you.
Think yeah, me. I'm the bad guy. I was spooked when I found out I was banned on Twitter.
Yeah, you, I mean, look, I think social media.
You typed in all caps and spelled everything wrong?
I think called social the Mike media, Machete tweet.
It sucks to a certain degree that we can share ideas so quickly without any thought.
But that's just it. It's not.
Here's the thing. It's almost like. Like, we don't know what it is. It's like, I bet the first time they, like, started experimenting with LSD, it was pretty fucking wacky. Until you sort of understood what it is, you understood it wasn't reality. Mm-hmm. And I think we are in the experimental phase with, like, we just came out with LSD.
Yeah.
And we're like, whoa! And we freak out, well, and we... But it's not real.
Well, what technology...
And, let me just finish this point, because I'm a genius. And... It's not real. Okay, fucking Matt Maron's voice comes in. What's not real? Twist, wish, wish.
It's I thought it was perfect what Matt fucking, Maron said. I thought it amplified whatever his, your point.
Even if it was a genius point, it was going to sound fucking retarded. Yeah, whatever he was going to answer with right there. We need a buffer between genius points. Can we have just like the fart? Yeah, the fart sound effect before Matt Maron talks, so then he will sound smarter than whatever he's saying, no matter
just
what.
Say something.
That's
now.
Why I just tried talking after you, though.
Oh, my God. You know what? He did fucking smash me right in my fucking face. I'm a bitch.
So you're saying we're in the infancy of social media?
Yeah.
We are. We don't understand what it is, and we freak out. And I think what's going to happen is in 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, we'll look back and go like, oh, do you remember how we had no idea how to use this technology to share ideas? Yeah. Remember how everyone was just fucking going after each other and we tore apart a country? I don't think that's going to be forever. I think eventually we're gonna realize how stupid it is and how it's not
real. Hey, remember America?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just with technological advancements in general. That's always been the case. When we first had like factories and industrial revolution, there was like 40 years of no child labor laws and people dying in factories and fires and people, it was just a mess until we eventually figured it out.
Yeah.
But see, you said it, you're like, without any thought. Well, the thought is on, thoughts on the part of the reader. Like, I could tweet whatever the fuck I want. You have
no,
to.
No, you can't.
Well, I can't now. People, I could Instagram whatever the fuck I want. I can Facebook page. You know, but it's like, it's up to the reader to think about it. Like, you don't have to believe everything you fucking read. Mm. You don't have to take everything you read seriously. I don't think there's any problem right now. I think the problem is people just don't fucking think anymore. They're like,
I think the problem is there's no editors. I think it was a more beautiful world when an editor had to read a book and go, yeah, this is worthy of putting out in the world. Is now anybody's dumb idea is instant. Like, next time you're on the subway, just start listening to people's conversations and realize that 99% of what you're hearing doesn't need to happen.
Yeah. Mm.
If everybody would just shut the fuck up, but now they can put it out in the world.
Well, it's just so easy to also just tell somebody to go fuck themselves now.
Yeah.
It used to be really, you'd have to have some fucking balls. Even, right, even back in that, I've made this comparison before. You know, I hate the Jews, right? You'd write that on a bathroom stall, but you'd have
your
heart would be beating. Well, you'd go outside of like the furniture store and change the letters around on the sign.
I believe by right you mean spray paint.
I think you mean
your heart would be beating with excitement and joy.
But no, you would be nervous because you're committing this crime, and like if you get caught, it's like crazy, and you're just being a troll. You don't actually hate the Jews. You're just fucking, you know, the same thing you're doing in a YouTube comment. But it's now. Everyone, that whole heartbeaty thing of doing that doesn't exist. You can fucking do whatever you want. You can make 25 fucking Reddit profiles and you can say whatever the fuck you want to people. And the reality, if you're not used to dealing with that, it will hurt your fucking feelings.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It will hurt your feelings. I remember the first time I was trolled. I remember the first guy that fucking trolled me years ago. Okay?
No way.
I don't remember like his profile name, but I remember
what was the troll.
What happened?
He would just fuck with me almost every day and say something else, right? And I remember like, if I ever fucking see this fucking guy, dude, I will fucking like in my head. And then it was that whole time.
Everybody's trying to take responsibility for it,
Dougie. But I remember this is years ago when I was probably first starting out on YKWd, like first started doing podcasts, and it was like the trickle down effect from Opie and Anthony, and it's like my the first time I dealt with it, and now, I deal with it every day. There's five different people telling me to go fuck myself, or they hate me, or whatever it is.
But you don't
listen. You become
now,
desensitized.
Like, yeah,
but it's also
funny when he does that.
Well, that's right. As a kid, just like funny. Other kids, like would make fun of me. Not even in like a bullying way. They're just like I grew up in Queens. Everyone just makes fun of each other. And then if I got upset by it, then more people would join in. And if I made fun of them back, we became friends.
Yeah.
So that's just deal with trolls. That either ignore it, don't let
it
bother
that your
you.
Your voice is always sounds like he's whining.
That's true.
That's true.
Would you actually? I think if you met that first troll now, you would actually thank him.
Because I laugh at trolls because they're very funny now. Let me tell you something. And you guys can deny it or not deny it. Every comic goes onto Reddit. Every comic reads the comments.
Yep.
Every comic goes onto fucking YouTube. Everyone fucking does it. And the more they deny that they do it, the more they do it. I'm fucking telling you.
But
right
you
now.
Should. It's a good exercise to fucking
get it out of the way.
To harden your soul.
Get it out of the way. Because let me tell you something. There's worse things in the fucking world than people writing mean words about you into a fucking computer screen. It's just this. That is as meaningful as it is. If this person met you in real life, they'd probably be excited to meet you. They'd probably be excited to fucking hang out and have a beer. I meet people at Skankfest, and I know that they were trolls at one point. They tell me, like, dude, when I met you, I hated you. I used to fucking send you messages all the time.
Yeah, that's great.
And then they fucking become fans, and And I think it's the way you deal with that is why people sort of turned on me in that world, because I sort of embrace it.
Yeah.
I don't deny that. I don't pretend that I'm fucking above it. And I think that we joked in the beginning about, you know, you guys being losers. I mean, that wasn't really the joke, but that was honest
reality.
Yeah. That was the truth. But
cutting harsh.
But I think that's why in this day and age where podcasting has become so popular, this is they sit at this table with us right now. They're having a conversation with us. They're talking. They're listening like they're here. And I think they feel like they know us. And then when we sort of have this attitude like, oh, I'm fucking above you. I'm above it. I fucking drive a Ferrari and I'm fucking successful and I'm this and that and the other. They disconnect
from
that.
In a Ferrari.
They did.
It happens
on
with
top of it, Gino.
It's so not comfortable.
God, I almost destroyed my fucking
soundboard.
That happens with roasts a lot, also, because like if you're someone who does roast shows, you'll meet someone after, and all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, you fucking faggot!" And they're like, "It's like this is, you don't know me. Like you planned the. I mean, I don't care.
I mean, it was dead on. But,
exactly. Yeah. It was pretty accurate.
While I'm blowing him,
but I know other comics say people
hello,
will come
guys,
up to the
hello guy with eyes, ears, and a sense of reality.
But I've said this before, Shannon. Shannon, what's the opposite of love, Shannon?
Gino.
No.
Rape.
Not rape. What's the opposite of love?
That's the direct opposite.
No. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference.
And apathy. Yeah.
Apathy. So when you get these guys, even when they're trolling you, if they really didn't give a fuck about you, they wouldn't even be listening. They wouldn't be taking the energy, the time, the wherewithal to go to the fucking Reddit to make up a fake.
Well, it's also how they interact with, it's their way of listening to the show and enjoying the show and interacting with the show.
Yeah.
And also sometimes people do fucking just hate you. I just think it takes a very special type of person to hate somebody enough to reach out to them and tell them so.
Yeah.
You know, and I think social media, as we loop it all around, it makes it easier and easier to do that. And you get more and more people that are sort of willing to do that. But I think that's crazy behavior in the sense that the same way that when you take acid for the first time, you take too much and you start freaking out and go, oh, numbers are God. Light is the same thing as dark. Like,
What are you doing? You take acid?
That's more of a mushroom kind of experience.
But I'm saying, I think that's sort of like people not knowing how to, you know, and the same thing when people have crazy fights on social media, and I'm guilty of it. I live in the world where I'm constantly, I took a little bit too much social media acid. I'm that guy. Believe me, I'm not above it.
Anyone who follows you on Twitter knows this already.
I was like, dude, I took a 10 strip. Let's fucking party.
That's why you've been dressing like Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes.
You fucking broke on through. I'm your attorney.
Yeah, it takes a lot of effort to write a letter and mail it into a TV show. To just tweet something is nothing.
Doggy, that was...
Gotta buy a stamp? Where do you buy stamps?
And they would get, like, the Smothers Brothers would get bags and bags of hate mail. Think about how many people were willing to write a letter and mail it.
I hate your jelly.
Like, so compared to that...
Is that what they made?
Yeah.
Bringing it to celebrities, I think one of the weirdest things is you were talking about how the fans feel like they know us.
Yeah.
And but we're getting a light taste of what, like, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt and all these people get all the time, where people really think they know these celebrities.
No, I don't think Brad Pitt's ever actually been on Twitter one time in his life. I think was famous for so long that by the time Twitter became a thing, he had assistants.
What I'm saying is that we're now experiencing what those people, like the Hollywood celebrities, have had for ages, which is that people think they know
homelessness. Because, what are you talking about?
Right, no, here. People think they know you because you have a podcast, the way you were saying that earlier. And that's how people feel, like they feel like, oh my God, Brangelina is breaking up. And they're talking about these people's lives like they know them.
I don't think that people...
There's just more people who now are in the public eye than ever before.
It's a new thing. So I don't think that people feel... Back in the day when my mom would watch Brad Pitt in a movie, because she was a big Brad Pitt fan. Yeah. Real fucking whore.
He's gorgeous.
He was gorgeous.
He still is.
My adult mom had a Legends of the Fall poster in her bedroom.
One of the most underrated movies.
Can I take a bet? No frame.
Are you kidding me?
You don't frame something that beautiful.
Yeah. Duct tape to the wall.
It wasn't velvet.
And no duct tape. All the duct tape was used on her arm.
Yeah, but see, watching Brad Pitt movies, that makes sense because he's putting that out there. Buying People magazine or Star magazine, that
but
doesn't make
sense.
But it's
still this little like tabloidy slice. They don't feel like they knew them the same way. It's a new thing. Social media did that. So reality TV did that. The blending of celebrity... And yeah, that was literally, that's it right there.
Dude,
And I get it. But my mom, fucking little dopey fucking heroin addict, just rubbing her fucking pussy every night.
What was tape to the wall, and I'm going to say mattress on the ground, no bed frame.
No, that's not true. My mom
had a bed frame?
My mom had a bed frame. My mom
no mattress.
Yeah, something on a bed
just
frame.
Just a bed frame.
This frame's where the bed will be someday. When I stop spending my money on Brad Pitt posters.
Saving up.
Mattress is tied to the top of her van.
Someday.
It's easier to clean the frame than a mattress.
I would save money for a mattress, but I don't have a mattress to stuff the money in while I'm saving it. It's a conundrum.
No, my mom had a decent, or I shouldn't say that. My mom had, I remember the bedrooms that she bought. We went and bought
bedroom sets.
You'd go to like a Siemens or like one of these.
Well, no, that's how she paid for the bedroom
anyone
set.
Anyone want to handle that? I'm here to buy a bed so I can cover it in semen.
While looking at my mom's Brad Pitt poster.
She was bringing your beds in to sell to Siemens.
Layers to it.
My mom would go and you'd go to a furniture store and they'd have furniture sets where it's like the whole house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you get like the living room set. But this is like, those combo sets were like pretty garbage. It was like there's maybe six of those available, the absolute lowest end, then the next. Mm-hmm. So we would always get the absolute lowest end of everything. So I remember getting that furniture set and just getting the shit. It's just kind of shitty, but it was still nice. Like for me, I was like, oh, I got new furniture. It felt so good to just have like nice new furniture. But my mom, well, she didn't, that furniture set only came with one bedroom set.
Right.
That was my mom's. I had a mattress on the floor.
Did you have a bunk? I was going to say, you have a bunk bed, but you can't have that with a mattress on the floor.
I had a bunk bed growing up. Me and my little brother shared a bunk bed growing up.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It was bunk all over my bed.
Yeah. That's a spunk bed.
It's a spunk bed.
Yeah.
His name was Tristan in Legends of the Fall. It means sadness.
Okay. He was gorgeous in that movie.
He's gorgeous in every movie.
Yeah. Dude, even when he's not supposed to be gorgeous. Yes. That movie, California.
He's aggressively gorgeous.
He's doing this the whole movie.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen that movie
yet. Let him spit on my balls.
Yeah, I watched, what is it, 12 Monkeys or whatever the monkey movie is with him?
I'm going to the Nets game.
That's the Wu-Tang movie?
No.
Love that man.
The Wu-Tang movie? Come on, man. Solid. I'm crushing it today, guys. I'm really good at telling jokes on podcasts. This needs to be
case
pointed
in
out.
Point.
It's not pointed out enough. They don't fucking talk about me like I'm a legend yet. One day.
It'll be after the fall.
Yeah.
You know how much I love when I have the thought, joke, say it, and then part of me goes, don't say that. And then as I'm going, don't say that.
It's coming out of your mouth.
Wu-Tang movie was quick.
No, it was very good.
12 Monkeys. Wasn't there 12 members in Wu-Tang? Is that actually the number?
I snuck a Nets reference in.
How many numbers in
there are 12 members of a basketball team.
Yes.
So
that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Went to go see 12 Monkeys. Damn, fuck.
Yeah, that was a great joke. That Wu-Tang joke really killed
it. You got a sound bite for that, motherfucker?
Doggy, it's not perfect.
Why don't you tweet that?
It's not a perfect joke.
Lewis can't count. Put it up.
I can't read it.
Look.
He meant 12 times 3/5.
It's not. What's 12 times 3/5?
That's wrong. 36 over 5. No. That's wrong. 36 over 5. 5 goes into 36. Oh, yeah.
7.
Sorry, Zach. Also not a perfect joke. These aren't perfect.
Yeah, but you got what I was going
for. I got
7.2 was the answer?
Yeah. So
people listen to this?
I think you just do it for me because I'm having a blast.
This is the best show in the fucking world, Bronson. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Bronson?
Yeah, I was kidding. I was trying to make a joke.
You piece of shit.
The way you tell a story, it's funny.
I love how you're now taking the soundboard very seriously. Yeah, he's like, let me get the perfect.
Look at his cat-like reflexes. You okay? Really?
Nobody does like me.
That's if somebody crosses me and I can't think of anything funny to say. Yeah.
The button's worn out.
There's a divot in his iPad.
Damn it. Damn it.
That's fucking great.
Pew, pew. Pew,
pew. My favorite part.
It's a great show. People don't talk about this show enough. Here's what it's going to take.
We just came for the coffee.
It's going to take my death. This is
the Bing Raz energy drink.
We have how many episodes of this show are out there at this point?
This is 470 today.
470?
We have to do a 500th episode. Special thing. What are we going to do?
How often do you do this?
Three times a week.
So that's 10 weeks from now.
Holy shit.
Do the math. 2.5 months?
Gino's oddly good at basic math.
Yeah, I am.
We should do a live show for the 500.
That's because he likes sports. He's no good at actually.
When does the 500th?
I have to calculate my losses in gambling. I need big numbers.
I learned math in school because I was like into baseball stats, and I learned how to calculate batting average and on base percentage. That's how I learned how to do math.
Nerd.
Yep.
You're like,
no. Nowadays, because I like sports, I'm like automatically a jock, no matter what. Even like nerdy kids who I know, I'm like, I grew up reading baseball almanacs. I wasn't like welcomed by the jocks as a kid.
Yeah. I saw somebody online posted the other day. They were like, I can't believe that gaming is now a TV show and people sit at home and watch other people.
My son watches
game. And I'm like, that's what you do as an adult watching baseball. You're watching other people do something. You're not doing shit.
Yeah.
Pull up a guy named Brian Saviano.
Sounds easy.
Brian Saviano. He's a gamer. Bricks O'Brien. My son watches this man in front of me, and I just get cucked by this guy playing video games. And my son will not watch me play video games. He doesn't give a fuck about me playing video games. But this guy, Brian Saviano, my son loves watching him.
Yeah, there's like famous athletes who will like go on and play Call of Duty, and people will follow to watch their favorite athlete play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Do people win like $1 million winning these tournaments?
More than that.
I was just thinking that
the Fortnite one was the kid won fucking $3 million. They just lowered the age now where they let any old age compete because it was like 14 to 15 year old kids that couldn't compete that were like smoking this guy. And I followed this cocksucker.
Ant McLeod, hello. How are you?
This is a game?
Hopefully you're doing well. Happy
He plays
Thursday.
All these games. He plays all these...
Oh, he's like 4 years old, though.
No, this
URL
guy's like 30.
Has How old are you?
Oh, my kid's 7.
Oh, 7.
So he'll be 7 in December.
29th.
Twitch, or rather on Streamlabs, it automatically
He's playing Pokemon?
The extra
he plays everything, dude. He plays Mario. He plays all the games that my son plays on.
I'll watch people do speed runs of old games. Like, that's cool.
Really?
Well, wasn't PewDiePie, wasn't he the biggest guy on YouTube for a while, like 25 million?
Yeah, and he was just playing games.
No, and then he got thrown off for saying all kinds of stuff that Gina would like.
What? Yeah. Who's this guy?
Welcome to Compound Media, PewDiePie.
I remember like 10 years ago, there was like a reality show on ESPN that followed like a bunch of Madden players, and they would just play video games against each other. And it was like a reality show. You followed their personal stories to how they got on the bus.
I'll watch some of the guys stream Fortnite because I want to learn certain techniques or if there's like an update, and they do all the fucking work for you. So you know, if there's new guns out, they sort of give you their little review. But I don't really give a fuck who it is. It's really whatever the most popular video is, you know, with, yeah, you know, like, oh, they made an update with how the aim assist works, right? And it's like, I don't fucking know. So whatever the most popular video is, I'll use it for like a tutorial purpose.
Like cheat codes or
yeah, not a cheat code. Smashing. I'm not a fucking, you know,
no, punk. Instead of having like when we were kids, we would have like the gamer manual for when you got stuck.
Exactly.
Now you just YouTube and watch somebody else get through that part. So you know how to do it.
Yeah, and with Fortnite specifically, it's like it's a skill-based game. So it's like sometimes if they do an update of the map, you know, it's going to take you hours to go check out all the new areas. This way they give you a little bit of a quick tutorial. 20 minutes later, you've seen everything, right?
I'm so out of it. I haven't played any of those games.
I just feel like you're calling me a cheater. No, it's pissing me the fuck off.
I don't know. What's the difference between a cheat code and an Easter egg and things? I don't game at all. Nobody likes me.
The look
is the cheat code a bad thing? See, I don't game. I have no idea. I don't know what Fortnite is.
Nobody fucking cheats.
There were some fun ones. The
word cheat is in the fucking thing you're asking if it's bad.
Yeah, but you're also saying you're looking at maps because you don't want to be bothered to do it yourself.
Yeah, it's
like
a whole.
Watching someone else play. Isn't
you know,
a
it's
code?
A whole to do, doggy.
Reach but there's like a walkthrough where you can like see. It's not necessarily you're not getting any advantage over someone, but you're just seeing like the journey you should take.
Like, how is there a cheat code? How do you actually code when it's just a stupid?
Well, I do know there was one. There was an old baseball game I used to play where if you created a player with a certain name, their bat would be like a giant club, and every hit would be a home run. If you like, really? Mate, yeah.
One time when me and Dave Smith used to have the UFC game, we created, you would create a character, we turned it up to the absolute largest you could be, which is all, they didn't have any fat, it was just
like
muscly.
My size?
And then we turned it to the absolute blackest you could be. So it was like dark, dark black and really, really huge. And we just named him Negro Monkey.
It's redundant.
And Negro Monkey was a fucking, he was a tough MMA fighter. I'll tell you right now, especially for the time, dude, this is before they were really, you know.
Did you say MMA fighter?
I like it, Gino. I like it. I got no problem with it, Gino. These are jokes.
The Negro Monkey Association.
So my tweet. Check out my new transgender sports podcast. Check out my new transgender sports podcast. What's on Second? In quotes, coming soon to Gas Digital. 7 retweets, 67 likes. If you could go on Twitter right now, if you're watching live, give a little retweet. It's pretty ridiculous that it's not doing better. I feel like it's a solid.
The new MMA fighter, Negro Monkey. I don't know what's in the cage.
See, I'm just sitting here drinking my black coffee.
Your spook coffee?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, guys. It's not even creative anymore.
Come on.
Jesus Christ, guys.
It's just too easy.
We're trying to be inclusive now. It's a new time on the fucking Real Ass Podcast.
Sorry.
Everyone knows that I went SJW once me and Joe Rogan started becoming, once I became his mentor.
I was on that show yesterday.
What, Rogan's podcast?
we on the show, someone put the background of that behind me, and then someone tweeted a picture, and like half the people believed it was real. It was great. And then one of our fans made a fake page, like I was on the show, like episode whatever, Gino Visconti. And then three people
Aaron sat on a phone book.
Yeah, someone's like, I can't download it. And then another fan tweeted, I think Joe Rogan took it down. Gino said something terrible three hours into it. It was like, it's its own little fucking story.
That's actually a fucking.
It was adorable.
All right, can I be a bit producer for your show?
I'd love that.
Because you can make that idea even better, right? So you have green screen, turn your studio into Rogan's studio. Aaron is Rogan. You do a weekly segment where Joe Rogan interviews you or another guest or whoever with Aaron playing Joe Rogan.
Okay, I'll tell him.
That'll go fucking viral, doggy. Yeah.
Nothing goes viral anymore.
Nothing can go viral. They're behind a paywall.
Yeah.
No, sorry. You take the clips and you throw it on YouTube as extra content. Yeah. They wouldn't care, right?
Patreon.
No. Yeah, we're on
Patreon.
Patreon.
No, you need. Trust me.
I trust you.
Trust me.
Put it on YouTube so human beings can watch it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, Patreon's great, okay? But Patreon, the reason people don't understand, the reason Cometown does well on Patreon, number one, they're very funny.
Yeah.
They're a good show. They're very, very good. Mullen's very talented. Saab's very talented. Adam's there. And it's
so
hurtful. It's a really funny show, okay? But they also have a very simplified system. It's a simple fucking menu, okay? And that's why Gas Digital struggled in the beginning because it was very confusing as to what we were doing. And I looked at that and I was like, shit, we need to simplify things, right? For them, it's one price, $5 a month. You get the extra episode. Simple as that. Boom. There's nothing confusing. There's nothing fucking crazy. all that extra content, all the fucking, oh, you get fucking a view into Gino's notes for his set last weekend. Fuck off.
What
Nobody
are those?
Cares.
He has a writer's
Nobody
you
cares.
You wrote Jew and Die seven it's just, times.
It's just fucking.
Those aren't notes.
One set list that was written in a 1978 Mead notebook. Mead.
It's all the stuff spray painted on
Hey, I'm already buying it.
It's on the back of a cowboy receipt.
I'm on your side. It's in my trapper keeper. With the kitten hanging on the branch on the cover. You fucking dead to rights. You got me.
This Garbage Pail stickers on
it. Yeah, yeah. Garbage Pail Kid stickers. This is really.
I like it.
You wouldn't pay an extra $5 a month for a look into that world?
So you guys tried New Coke?
Gino has, yes.
Yeah, it's called
yes.
meth.
Yes.
So
fentanyl.
Yes, please.
You're just saying, yeah. Do the just put it on YouTube a weekly.
No, I'm not saying put it all on YouTube. I'm just saying that
just that one segment.
Just fucking throw
alongside my Geno's Picks football video. Which
you
is
guys do
week
funny
12.
Fucking bits. Had you not have a YouTube channel? Can I not find your?
We,
clips
we have the compound penis. I can't even talk.
Pull up. Go to YouTube right now.
Okay.
Yeah, if you put like a bit from each episode on YouTube,
can you and pull up in hot water. Just type in hot water.
But we're
Aaron
on the
Gino. Aaron Gino.
There you go.
Because there's a much more popular show.
But it's
called
in hot water
in hot
above
water.
Us. That Sarah John clip
they're
got
they're
on
it with 355 subscribers.
Yeah.
There's another in
that
hot
Sarah
water.
John clip that, got on Axios TV on HBO for a split second. How crazy was that?
All right, so go yeah, look, okay. So you're putting clips up. Here, go back up to the channel. Go to their channel. I'm going to help fucking Gino and Aaron because they're old as fuck, dude. They're so funny, but they're old.
Their last video was a year ago.
Yeah, because we're mostly.
That was actually the point I was going to make.
Here's the thing. That's like, that wasn't even us. A fan made that page. Most of our current videos are under the Compound Media. Go to Compound Media.
Uh-oh.
So people at home get to watch you guys look into the internet. It's like watching somebody game in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's my crazy ex Alex playing Cum Roulette.
Yeah, but here's, can I tell you that what we learned at Gas Digital?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that we stopped posting to a Gas Digital channel is because people don't actually give a fuck about everything. Sometimes they only give a fuck about two shows, three shows. Best case scenario, four or five shows, right? So in that case, you're bombarding them with other shit they don't give a fuck about, right? So there's a lot of people that, like you guys, that when they hear Chrissy Mayer speak, they want to blow their fucking brains out, right? They're like, oh, we love these guys. But then, you know, Chrissy's like, wah, wah, wah. Wah
how's she sound?
Wah, wah. Oh, easy, girl. Easy.
Check out YouTube Geno's Picks. That's what you should do, Channing. Type in GenosPicks. That's what you do. Fucking 12 seasons worth of fucking videos, people. Look at that.
If anyone wants to see any 2012 football.
Let's see how many views. That
37
views.
That just went up last night.
Yeah, that's bad.
They only get about 500 to 1,000 a week.
It's not good.
But they just go up for their very.
I'm just quick. Fucking telling. I'm giving you. I'm a genius.
Never in doubt.
Here's the thing.
Let me write some notes.
This is one of the things that I run a fucking,
time.
You know, I build brands, baby boy.
Doggy.
I'm just saying, this is my free advice to you guys. I would go start posting your clips weekly. Do you do a fucking, does a Rogan thing? It'd be fucking great. It'd be hilarious.
Aaron's do
funny.
It like once a week.
I'm
do
listening.
A little Rogan
then
segment.
You do a different thing. You do different bits. You guys do a bunch of different bits. Negro Monkey, what is it?
That was yours.
Harambe.
DeAndre Harambe Jenkins.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That would kill it.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
That
I
would kill it.
With a gun.
When I say it, I mean your careers.
I disagree.
In fact, you know, keep it all behind a paywall. What am I talking about?
Why am I trying to help
what am I
spread
talking about?
Hate?
No, I kid. I kid.
The first time I did their podcast, I had no idea what Aaron does. Like, I was just like, oh, just come sit down. And as Gino's in there doing his rant, Aaron comes in and he puts down his bag of all his props and stuff. I'm like, what's he doing? And then he starts putting makeup on his face. And I'm like, are you putting on blackface right now?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, yeah. And I was like, you're going to wear blackface? And he said, the Wayans brothers can do whiteface. I can do blackface. And I was
right.
I'm not going on the show. And he goes, oh, I won't be wearing this when you're out there. So when I get out there, He did some bit where he's Meryl Streep, and then he disappears. Then Gino's trying to interview me, and then he comes in as Harambe.
With a gun.
With a gun. And I literally just start hiding under the desk. And they were like, we love how you're hiding from the gun. I'm like, no, I was trying to not be in this fucking scene.
I said, way to commit to the bit and hide behind the desk. Like, I didn't want anyone to see me on that screen.
he thought it was an actual black person that started hiding.
Can I tell you why you shouldn't worry, Bronson?
The world's shortest black man.
Right. You knew it wasn't a real black man because he was able to use his thumbs.
Bronson,
what happened?
Do you want to know why you shouldn't worry?
Because nobody watches it.
And
I don't have a career to lose.
You're unwanted by the industry. Yeah. So, no, you shouldn't worry about that, or you should lean into it, or so to say, is because you've already done enough.
Yeah.
You've already done enough. So who gives a fuck? So lean in more. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I just lean in more because fuck it. When they come at me at one point and they go, hey, did you say this? I can literally just answer.
Yeah,
I'll show them a video of me in blackface holding a bloody Trump head covered in shit. And they're like, what the fuck is this? And, you know, I think, you know, more people need to fucking do that, and they need to just say, fuck it, we're just kidding, and we're silly, and you can go harder, and you can go crazy, and understand that that's a category of comedy. You know, dirty, fucked up, depraved comedy, it's a category of comedy, and it shouldn't only exist in, you know, fucking the dark fucking web and chat, the dark web. It shouldn't exist on the dark web. It shouldn't exist in chat rooms or and just Reddit or just in fucking YouTube comments, because there's no way to decipher fucking real hate from sort of this trolling and this culture of fucking, like, people say crazy shit. But when somebody's calling somebody the N-word on Reddit, I don't think they really mean it 99% of the time. I don't think it's a racist person on the other side of that computer. I think they think it's funny to troll, and they think it's funny to say the most fucked up thing possible.
Yeah, they know they're getting under someone's skin.
But like, let the fucking professionals try to say fucked up shit and try to create some fucking really good content out of it, you know?
We had someone at Fight Club like a week after the Kathy Griffin Trump head came out. This fat guy in a Speedo came out with the fake bloody Trump head. And we had the picture of it. I shared it when there was that article saying Gas Digital is a conservative network. I'm like, this is a show on Gas Digital with a bloody Trump head.
Well, we did the same thing. We had a bloody Trump head as the fourth mic that week or the fifth mic that week. And it was just a bloody Trump head. We got a Trump mask on a pole.
I love
it. But we also had like a swastika made with shit.
A swastika?
Thank you. Are you okay? Did you have a mini stroke?
He said it was
swastika.
Nate, dial 9-1 and just hold your thumb over the one for a few
seconds. That's going to be my halal restaurant that I open up. Swastikas.
That's great.
Yeah, it's anti-Jew. It's fucking halal.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and we just fucking sell shawarma in
swastika.
The shape of swastikas. Swastika shawarma.
No, it's kebabs. It's all the kebabs in the shape of swastika.
That's fucking brilliant, doggy. Doggy. Swastikas. And it's just kebabs in there.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, doggy. That's a fucking great business right there. Why can't we be funny? Why can't we be funny, City of New York? I want to name my comedy club the N-word, and they won't let me do it.
Just call it the N-word?
The N-word.
You could just call it bananas.
Yeah. That was
no. That's how you get a black audience there.
See, I'm mad.
That was Bananas Comedy Club's.
I'm mad that everyone's going to think I said it anyway, Matt. But I'm mad that you said that. There you go.
That was Bananas Comedy Club marketing plan to get an urban crowd in.
Right.
Yeah. How do we get black people into our hotel lobby?
Yeah. It was called Go Bananas, but there was a comma after Go.
What? Yeah.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and just talk about Infinite CBD, which is just a great sponsor on this show. They sponsor a lot of shows here on the network, Skankfest, the past few years in a row. Great company. If you guys don't know what CBD is, it's a non-psychoactive chemical in hemp or marijuana. It doesn't get you high. It's designed to help you heal. It puts your body back in homeostasis. If you're a doctor, you know what that means. If you're not, just understand that it can help you with a lot of different things. Things like physical pain, insomnia, anxiety disorders. There's so many different things that CBD can help you with. Do a little research. Google, maybe you have some sort of physical, psychological, mental, whatever affliction. Do a little bit of a Google research. See if CBD has been linked to helping it. I promise you, it could probably help you with more things than you think. Right now, do that research. Don't take my word for it. Go ask your doctor about CBD. I think that's the best thing you can do is talk to people who fucking know. I don't know shit. I just know that it's really helped me and it's helped my family members. My great aunt, who has arthritis in her hands, uses the Infinite CBD Freezing Point Cream daily. Loves it, okay? She's addicted to the Freezing Point Cream. She puts it on parts of her body she's not even supposed to. I'm like, Anna Maria, please stop. You're being a freak.
They make CBD Big Bang Loop for that.
They really do make CBD Big Bang Loop for that. We're doing a pretty amazing thing right now. If you guys buy this holiday season, which is a great gift for people who are using CBD, this holiday season, if you go to infinitecbd.com and use the promo code LUIS15, L-U-I-S, 15, L-U-I-S, 15, you're going to get 30% off. 30% off.
How much?
30% off.
Lewis tries to find the sound drop.
Well, you know what? The sound drops aren't working anymore. I don't know why, but it's okay. It doesn't matter. Because it's 30% off.
Now, do you have to fill out a police report afterwards because you're stealing?
Ealing.
Because you're Puerto Rican?
Eakin. Yeah, guys, infinitecbd.com. infinitecbd.com. Use that promo code LUIS15. And if you click the link in the description today, you get a chance to win a $1,000 CBD bundle. You just click that link, you enter to win a $1,000 CBD bundle.
Bundle.
InfiniteCBD.com/gas giveaway is the actual URL. But if you click the link in the episode description, you can enter right there for a $1,000 giveaway for this holiday season. Easing. Thank you. All right, where were we? Yeah, I think just let us be crazy. Or it should be a little crazy. That's what I say. You know, the more comics fucking, they can't fire everybody. They can't get rid of everybody.
Look, it's the old, you're only cheating yourself. Like when you do these jokes, if people just like take the word at face value and don't, you said it, think. If they don't think, if they don't allow their brain to operate and make them, then you're wasting your trip through this. You're like, all right, I'm just going to focus on that word and be offended. Well, that's a shame. Yeah, but you offended me. I don't care. I just don't give a fuck.
Gino will offend everybody at some point.
You have to think it's things through. Around. It's a joke.
Bookers, comedy audiences.
Yeah. And yet here I am with my apartment parked outside. Life is good. Eat your heart out.
Your apartment's getting towed right now.
I love my apartment.
Your apartment's very nice.
It's fantastic.
It's roomy.
Dude, I swear to God, I was going to get, I was going to get a new car. I can't replace this car. I can't. Love it. Chevy Sonic 2012.
Yeah.
They don't even make, and I will never get I only drive standard transmissions. I will, because I like them, you know? And they don't even make a 2019 Sonic.
What's a standard transmission?
Yeah,
that's a stick shift. God, I've never driven stick.
Me neither.
That amazes me.
I feel like I'd be very good at it. I feel like I'm good at sleight of hand magic, juggling.
Is this true?
Sleight of hand magic?
Yeah, could you do some right now? We would love that.
Are you really asking if there's a cheesy pickup artist thing that Lewis can't do?
I am. He does not do sleight of hand magic.
I really do. Yeah. You don't know this?
It's called pickpocketing.
I think Zach attack.
Fucking racist.
Why don't you did sleight of hand hit a Zach attack? That was so fucking funny.
I fucking hate you.
Pew, pew.
I need...
It's called pickpocketing.
Shannon, do you have a...
We need some coins. I got some coins. You need some change?
What do you have?
Yeah, I got paid at my gig last night. What do you need? 75 cents?
I had a couple of years as a teenager where I was like super
now
into...
Show them them titties.
See, I need...
I got into like slight like card trick magic when I was a teenager for like 2 years. I would go into school with a deck of cards thinking that everyone's going to love it.
You're going to get laid.
Not at all.
All right, now what do we got?
Here, look. It's a normal penny, right?
Yes.
Are you watching? Watching, ready?
Oh, he's that's
watch.
That may have been
watch. Ready, watch. Now show me.
Wow, it's a different penny. They're you completely had that penny
different in
your
color. Mouth.
They were complete. You should have got pennies that were the same color.
Lewis can make money disappear.
That was the fucking.
By the way, he picked your pocket while you were looking at that penny.
Dude, it was mind freak, Shannon.
Would have been more realistic if it was Ralph's money.
I hate it, but everyone talked over it.
But that was the one that I said was missing off my board from when I amazed people with my magic.
Nate will add it.
I am more amazed that you don't have AIDS from putting fucking pennies in your mouth in New York City.
I have AIDS. You crazy?
You can't get it twice.
I didn't get it from a penny.
Yeah.
Zach, what did you do to this?
Ben and I just moved it so you didn't spill it doing magic.
That would have been
funny. Edit that.
It was worth it for the pickpocket joke.
Shannon, I'm stealing this now. It's part of my show.
Oh,
I have a bigger show than you.
But this is my thing.
We
this is how I grow my show.
We go over numbers monthly
my
on the network.
My fans are called the Ding Nation.
Your fams are called...
My fams?
The They're called the Ding Nation.
My family? Ding Nation, yeah.
That's kind of cute.
The Dingo Horse. That's what I call that.
All right, I like that better.
My fans are mostly guys.
Your fans are not... They're not fans of you, Shannon.
They are.
I try to explain this to Nicole Arbour, okay?
No,
Shannon,
they...
Shannon, do you think that they like your content, or do you think that they want to
get
in between those big, fat old
titties? I get
DMs
about stories on the show. So if they engage enough for that, I'm okay with
dick.
It.
It's like under the dick
pic. If I'm trying to get laid, I'll listen to some girl.
Hold on, Zach. I need a DM joke. I get DMs.
I don't understand what you mean.
Clever, because she said I get DMs.
Are you trying to lead me to something?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to edit this, and then I'm going to say the funny joke.
I don't understand what you want me to do.
DMs. She said I get DMs.
Yeah, so direct messages.
No, I want something funnier. Like,
but it stands for direct messages.
I want a different thing, though.
Dick me.
DMs like a BM.
A dick.
Diarrhea message. Movement.
No, dick. Dick movement's okay.
Dick maker?
I get dick mucus.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Right. That's better than nothing. I get dick mucus.
I can get us out of this. You know he does sleight of hand magic?
Edit all that and get the laughter from when they laugh at that thing to make it good. Shannon, can you please do me an edit at that, please?
You know, that is why I'm a member of Ding Nation. You would never hear Shannon editing through her stuff. It's real. It's raw.
That's right, Gene.
Like
never,
the dick messages
Shannon
she gets.
Shannon never edits the things that I say, so now they think it's a bit when I call them an idiot or I tell you to edit these things. And now I got to lean into this whole bit thing. It's sort of like how Shannon doesn't send out the Scam That Jew shirts, and now the new thing online is like, duh, idiots. Obviously, that's part of the bit that they're being scammed on the shirts. I swear to you, Shannon's supposed to be sending these fucking shirts.
No, it's we are going to send the shirts, and the person's like... It's a great Scam That Jew. Who won? The guy from Zimbabwe. Oh, yeah, you're not going to get your shirt, asshole.
Not going to happen.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now. Oh, shit. Somebody sent me a fucking great Scam That Jew. Just a video. Maybe you guys could find it. It's people bringing a ladder into different things. It's like a movie theater, and then they bring a ladder into
When people are like, you can get into anywhere you want to go if you walk
if you
in
bring
with a ladder.
It's so it was so fucking good. I got to give these
brilliant.
People some props.
Yeah. Other way, if you want to get into anywhere, is you put on like a high visibility vest, and carry a clipboard. You can walk into any arena anywhere because everybody's just like, oh, he must be working here.
Of course.
Artie used a new joke. He's like some guy he stole a canoe from a place because he just walked out with the canoe. It's like no one asked a question. He's like he got arrested 2 weeks later when he went back to steal two paddles.
Artie's dad used a ladder to walk into heaven
because he's fucking dead.
Dead.
Get in anywhere with a ladder.
This is a different video, I think, but it's good though.
Yeah, buddy, just swap us through, will ya, champion? Thank you. How's your day?
He's Australian too. Oh, I hate you, Nate.
I don't think that would work in New York.
Of course, you picked a fucking Australian one.
Yeah.
You can get into this wallaby shop.
What are you gonna do? Sit down and eat with your ladder?
Yes. Look at this. I got a free didgeridoo with this ladder.
Yeah, but. You could walk into a 5-star hotel. I don't get, you know.
I don't see how many more Australian things Lewis knows.
Now this, okay, this I'll give you. You get a free cinema. This is good.
But then you have to sit and watch a movie with your ladder.
Yeah. Or do you just put it next
to
the
bathroom?
Put it by
the door. No one's gonna take.
Look at this.
Ladder.
I went to this toilet with water that goes down the opposite direction shop, and I got in for free with this ladder.
I think it has more to do with his shirt and everything. You know what I mean? It's just the attitude.
Just hit the security guard in the face with the ladder.
Steal his top hat. Ride off with the horse.
You can get in with anywhere with a ladder. Goosh.
What driver number are you?
All right.
You can definitely get into a pro wrestling show if you bring a ladder. They'll assume it was a prop that you're bringing.
I could see getting into a movie theater with it. I could see maybe. You couldn't get into friggin' Citi Field with a ladder.
I'd rather pay $2.50 to take the subway
than have to ride the subway with a fucking ladder.
Right. By ladder, that's you mean minority, that. Right? What?
They're called louders.
Yeah, I agree. Carrying a ladder. I mean, look, I guess.
Burdensome.
Good word. Cumbersome.
Mm-hmm. Carrying a. All right, look, if you bring two people into a movie theater, is it worth the $40 you're saving to have to carry a ladder into the movie theater?
I think sometimes people just do something because you were like, I want to see if I can get it for free. Like me and my high school buddy, we used to like sneak into concerts, do all that kind of stuff. And sometimes we go see a concert we didn't want to just because it was like, I wonder if we can get back into the Philadelphia Spectrum.
I did that with
or...
the movie Eddie.
Eddie?
Eddie?
Yeah.
What's that?
Whoopi Goldberg plays the female coach of the Knicks.
That seems like something I would definitely go see.
Snuck into that movie. One.
That must have been a stretch, her to play a female.
Yeah. She played Patrick Ewing. And it was...
It was incredible.
I mean,
she was snubbed for the Oscar.
It was unbelievable how much she embodied. No makeup.
Really?
No makeup.
No eyebrows.
So, yeah, look, you guys gave me another shitty Australian story. So please, let's do today's shitty Australian story of the day.
Okay. So this is...
But there's supposed to be music.
You want me to play some didgeridoo stuff?
I told
stuff
you
this?
We need some fucking fire didgeridoo-don't.
How's that?
Go ahead.
An older Australian lady saved a koala from the middle of a bushfire, and it kind of went viral.
Okay, all right. I want to see it. Let's see what's going on with this Australian.
This is pretty.
Ew! 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 That fucking gross old fucking Kiwi.
Kiwis are New Zealanders.
I know. That's what she is. I know. Aww.
You know what the koala? Hot. Guess what the koala's name is?
Nigger.
Close. It's Lewis.
See, that's more subtle.
The koala's burns in this very serious condition.
Yeah, but he's okay.
He's crying because this woman won't put a fucking top on.
Yeah. Ew. Ew.
Well, no,
ew.
She took her shirt off to grab him because he was covered in burns.
I know. Ew. Ew. Get her loose tits out of here. That's what Shannon looks like naked, by the way.
That's so sad.
She needs to work out.
Gross, gross, gross. Pilates.
This
Pilates.
Is what goes viral in Australia.
Oh my God.
It's like just, I mean, I guess there's like heartwarming things in America that go viral too, but I feel like.
Heartwarming. He was almost on fire. Fuck yeah, doggy. I love it.
I've actually seen the beginning of the video.
Fuck you, koala. Nobody's safe from our fucking jokes. You got. Burned.
Yeah, sick burn.
What am I? If I don't make fun of the koala, am I not treating him like an equal?
The terrorists win if you don't make fun of the koala.
Right? I'm saying, like, we're all equals here. I'm not punching down. I'm not punching up. If I say I'm punching down right now, that's saying that the koala's below me.
Mm.
Hmm.
You should hit the bell and say the word dingo.
Fucking supremacist assholes.
Yeah.
Fucking supremes.
She's right.
He just realized he couldn't pronounce the word supremacist.
Shut the fuck up, doggy.
That's right.
No, I think it's supremacist.
Supremacist.
I don't know. I know whatever it is. I said it wrong on my comedy special. The first thing I said is I dress like a whatever the wrong version is.
Supremacist.
I know for a fact you've been mispronouncing that word for over a year.
Like, I know for a fact.
And funnily enough, so does Dave, which is, you know, I'd expect it from you. But
Dave is an ignorant fucking Jew.
Yeah.
And it needs to be
again, redundant.
Out. It needs to be pointed out.
If I'm correcting you on speech, there's a problem.
Yeah.
I agree. Listen to me, okay? I don't remember what we were talking about.
The koalas.
The koalas, dingoes.
Whatever happened
ladders.
To the other drop? Drops you're missing left and right from my fucking soundboard. The drop where...
It took you like a minute to find the one that when you don't have something funny to say.
Because there's too many drops that are...
And you would think that'd be memorized. There,
first of all, the lower half of the board is when I don't have something funny to say. no, the where we get high and we forget things.
Short-term memory loss?
Yeah, the fucking the ADD drop.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
I was going to say, why don't you say the one with the N-word, but then I realized you probably have several that have
There's
N-word.
A lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Clips or Them.
N-words.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very close to Brooklyn, the studio. Shannon, don't be a racist. I'm kidding, you fucking scumbag. I'm sorry, everyone.
She keeps winking.
She does. She does.
Every time Shannon thinks the N-word, she hits a bell.
So... So
the ding nation. Yeah. Every time you hear about a black person eats a chicken wing. What?
Who's fucking Lewis's ex?
So what's going on? So this koala bear, is it okay now? Is there another update on that? Because we know what that story said, but that story is probably, you know, days old now.
No, it's fine. They've actually been reunited. So she like met up with the koala.
She took her shirt off again.
Yeah. The koala's like, who the fuck is this lady?
But yeah, the koala, it's, you know, in critical condition, but it's okay.
What?
It's in critical condition, but it's okay.
There's blood? Is that blood on the blanket?
Yeah, it was all burnt.
Dude, that's brutal. You're bleeding from fucking burns?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good.
It was screaming the entire time.
But you can't be in critical condition.
I don't know what sound a koala makes. I thought that was just
none. None ever. That's why it's alarming when it's screaming.
Yeah.
It actually screamed the word help me.
Yeah. It's in critical but stable condition, Nate?
It's actually got a 50-50%. It's 50-50 chance of survival at this point.
Yeah, fuckface. Yeah. Actually,
that's terrible.
Hold on. He didn't do any research, and he talked to us like we're assholes.
No,
he was like, mate, it went to the hospital, but it was reunited with the old lady.
I opened a second more recent article.
More racist. Which
that's what exactly I said, what I thought he said.
Which is what I said to do.
Yeah, I followed your instructions.
My lead, exactly, because I'm a fucking genius. See, Gino, if you followed my lead.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
I have dead koala clips all over the internet.
And now this koala, now
but they would be
lead,
on
everyone
YouTube,
would be a lot more sad.
I'm upset about this koala.
With the news that this koala, 50-50 chance that it's not only going to be dead, but is going to die painfully.
Yeah, a painful fucking
death. A painful death.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do koalas feel
Thanks,
pain?
Real Ass Podcast.
Do koalas feel pain? Google that.
Yeah, of course they do.
Why would they not?
Why would she screaming?
You don't know that.
Koalas feel pain.
They didn't think babies felt pain until 1998.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
that's
but
a
babies
lie.
Suck.
That's
koalas
a lie.
Are awesome.
Yeah, if you get the right baby.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll Sounds like my priest.
Because he's not allowed to see his son.
Yeah.
Like, if only this was 1997.
Okay, relax, everyone. I'm really funny.
You're going to get your list off. I just want...
If this was a TV show, they would just edit out all of the other stuff, and it would just be me being hilarious the whole time.
It'd be 3 minutes of you hitting the button. That'd be the show.
It's hilarious.
That's why TV is a dying medium.
Shannon, can we edit down just a perfect version of the show that we put out on YouTube, please?
I always release a perfect version of the show.
Oh, nice.
You know what, Shannon? You get your fucking clit licked tonight now.
Yeah.
I'm about to fucking... Tonight for Shannon,
yes,
I go to town. I jerked off to James Dean eating out Janice Griffith.
I really not see the second part of that coming. I thought you were going to say you jerked off to Rebel Without a Cause.
That was a good joke. Listen, James Dean just eating out Janice Griffith.
Is that a thing?
A weird level of perversion to masturbate.
Well,
to...
now that we know Wait. He's got style in the bedroom.
Yeah. Who's James Dean's a fucking
Who's
beast.
Who's Janice Griffith?
Yeah.
Janice Griffith's a porn star. James Dean's a porn star.
I thought you meant like the 1950s actor.
I thought you meant James Dean.
No, there's a porn star with all the rape accusations.
So you jerked off to porn. You're not impressing me
but
here.
Just a guy eating
If you could
out
jerk
a
off to a black and white footage of James Dean.
I didn't think that's how that sentence was going to end.
Yeah. Oh, black? Yes, my favorite website.
No.
Is that what the new CGI James Dean movie is?
Yeah.
What Lewis was trying to express is that he masturbated solely to the act of a man eating a woman out.
Oh,
that's it right there.
Oh,
I came already.
Look at that. I jerked off to completion to this morning, Shannon. Look at me in the eyes. Shannon, leave me around my eyes.
Yep.
This morning, this is what I masturbated to.
Well.
You know what I do?
What?
I put a towel on my belly and I cum under the towel.
Why?
Because I don't want to fucking deal with cum all over my belly.
Yeah, but why?
I always take an old pair of underwear, put them there, and then I throw it and put it in the laundry.
Ew. So your underwear all crusty and
no,
fucking
because then it goes in the
Doesn't
laundry.
Doesn't anyone have a cat? Never mind. Just edit that out. Hit the bell, somebody.
Fine. It was a good joke, but you're a creep, so Take it out, Shannon.
Enjoy the next cat picture, Shannon.
What? I rubbed my cum on a burnt koala.
I bet it would be soothing for that koala's
burn. It has a 50-50
koalas
chance.
Make a lot of noise.
Ah, shit, dude.
No wonder koalas all have chlamydia.
Imagine having to go to work and nurse a screaming baby koala back to health.
Hold on, let me call you back.
Fat topless overlay.
Smoking a cigarette, just shaking. The sound of a baby koala screaming from burns.
The same woman comes and pulls the koala out of Zach's arms.
Yeah, hold on. So funny.
Holy fuck, dude.
Hold on, we gotta turn him over.
This job is haunting me. The gas digital stuff. Is that him?
That was an actual koala screaming.
You got to think, if you're a vet, how many times do you deal with animals that have been fucked by humans? And like, that's the damage.
Every day if I was a vet.
Yeah.
My friend was a vet, and she told me that when you have to get an animal that already died tested for rabies, it's too expensive for big dogs to send the whole dog, so they just cut off the head.
Really?
And but like when if you don't know, like you work at the vet, you just open the freezer to put your lunch in, and there's just a bait like a Saint Bernard head in the freezer.
Oh,
doggy, I would put that on the fucking gas digital wall right now.
Somebody ever accidentally take that instead of their lunch?
Who puts their lunch in where they know there's gonna be animal heads and stuff?
If you only have one fridge and you gotta have both,
yeah. Vets aren't big offices.
Maybe go out to eat.
It's if me and Ralph owned that vet's office, there would be one fridge. We're going to grow. We're going to get two fridges eventually. Relax, everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone be cool.
For now, just, you know.
Have an ice chest for
the
rats.
Second shelf is for fucking dog heads. Top shelf, you know, put your juices.
Your juices?
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing screaming koala all day.
Screaming koala is the fucking... If we could... I really mean this for the comedic purposes. I would import that screaming baby koala just to keep in studio at all times.
Here's the thing. If it's a Chinese vet, it gets confusing. Is that cat the lunch, or are we sending that out for rabies?
I like it.
And people listen to your show, too.
Like 7 or 8 of them.
But here's the thing, guys. That, you know, if you go to a writer's room for the best fucking show in the world, some bomberuskis are going to be thrown out there.
Yeah.
And that was what that was. You got a little bomberuski there, but I appreciate the attempt.
But it wouldn't have been. It was just a little. It took a little while.
Yeah,
we had already moved on.
We got to tweak it. Yeah.
Hold on. You get the Chris Scopo drop.
Chris Scopo.
I didn't even know that existed.
We went 60
Chris
seconds.
Was was one of the hosts on the show for a while, and he was so bad at podcasting that we created a drop for him that anytime he ruined the flow of the show.
He doesn't seem to have those cat-like reflexes.
No, but he's actually gotten good at podcasting. He was on the Random Hour, and fucking he killed it. I was very impressed.
There used to be 4 hosts of the show, and I bullied one off, and then a woman beat another one up.
It's hilarious.
Wait, who were the other two? Scopo.
It was Scopo and Tinkle. It was two talentless Chris's.
Tinkle got into a fight, right?
Yeah, well, we can't tell Tinkle's business, but Tinkle and Chris, they should do a show together.
And it should be called Tinkle and Chris.
Yeah.
Or Tinkling Chris.
There's another Bomberuski.
Hit the button again.
It's worth it for you to say Bomberuski.
Whatever writer's room this is, that's going to be a terrible show.
Writer's room, doggy. Imagine we just wrote for like fucking a real show, like a mainstream show.
I'd go by Gino Bomberuski.
Bomberuski.
Shane Gillis would be on SNL.
You're 3 letters off from being Gino Bomberuski.
Really am. I love that.
That's why, I always call Dombrowski.
Dombowski.
Bomberuski.
Kevin Dombowski.
That's why I always call Dave Smith Kike.
It's easier.
Kike.
It's a fun word.
Is that one okay?
I'm Jewish. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Well, there's someone out there's going to... I'm now like the black person giving permission to use the N-word. Yeah.
I was told it was not okay.
Kike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By who?
Comedy
Rabbi?
Central. Comedy Central bleeped it when I said it.
Did they?
Yeah, it was the one thing they bleeped on my episode of Roast Battle.
Fucking pussies.
And I had a bunch of tweets yelling at me, and then my grandma asked me about the show. I was like, good. They bleeped me once. She goes, what'd you say? I went, Kike. She goes, I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Oh, that brings back memories.
Yeah. Simpler time.
You know, like a pig whore. She's like, that old, the old standby.
Yeah. For the way Glenn Miller played.
So, all right. So, you know what? That was very sad. The baby koala being burnt alive.
Fucked up. Check now, Nate. It's probably down to 40-60.
We're just watching Animal get burned alive. Lewis's feedback. Oh, yeah,
can we download
sad.
Somebody's album and replace the laughs with koala screams?
Baby koala. But not just screams, being burnt alive screams.
You ever seen the goat, like, people put, like, goat screams into songs? Like, these are, like, Taylor Swift songs, and every time there's, like one line, they'll have a goat screaming instead of Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love it.
It's great.
I love it.
There's some creative people out there on that internet.
Yeah.
Fuck. So funny.
I think they say, like, 50% of koalas have chlamydia. Yeah, they're used to burning.
Oh.
I thought they spent their days eating like whatever, like
eucalyptus.
And that makes you like really high, right? They're high on the eucalyptus or something. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're correct about the chlamydia. It's like a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a problem. You can only catch it once. I'm
good. Yeah.
It says the population of koalas in Queensland, they have 100% infection rate.
Mm-hmm. So they all have chlamydia.
It's like old people. They just fucking get fucking STDs.
It just doesn't matter, though. Who cares?
If they all have it.
Oh, is that why they're constantly screaming like that?
Yeah. Aren't they endangered?
That's when they pee.
They are when I'm around.
They're in danger.
In danger.
Are they endangered? I have no idea. No, there's too many of them.
They're like rats.
It's just sad, to see them. You know. Are they? Oh, we've talked about these animals before in the show, Nate. Are they like? They're like rats, right? They're like
Kangaroos are like big rats.
Like rats in one sense.
Are there a lot of them?
Like you don't care if they die in front of you.
I mean, kangaroo are more like deer. Like you wouldn't just see them around the streets or in the city, or you'd have to go out. Same with koalas. Like you wouldn't just see them. Although, I did see one around a koala, like 10 minutes from my house last time I was in Australia.
Said matches. You're like, all right, I'm not going to be good. We'll see how that ends.
But yeah, I mean, there's still wildlife. Like, they're not just like around. You don't just see kangaroos jumping around the city and shit.
Okay. Was it koalas or panda bears? There was a big thing about them, like, needing to force them to mate because they're in danger. Pandas.
Pandas won't fuck.
Koalas fuck a lot.
Yeah,
they do.
They have chlamydia.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets a chlamydia that's just easy way.
Nobody wants to fuck a fat Asian.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I knew about animals, because I never really paid attention in school, but
shocking.
I did have a wildlife treasury set when I was a kid, which was pretty fucking great.
Is that the green box with the cards in it?
Green box with cards, bitch. You still have it?
No, I had it when I was.
If you had it, I would start crying right now. You could have made me cry right now by pulling out a fucking.
Somebody stole it.
A fucking brown elk card.
Oh, She's been bringing it to work.
There it is.
Gas studio every day.
Oh, I had one of those.
Did you really?
Yeah.
$40 for that shit?
How many cards? Can you pull up the AA card, the AYE-AYE? Because that was my first
terrifying.
Card.
It was terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, you remember? It was
remember,
big eyes?
Yes.
Shannon.
Terrifying.
Shannon, why did we only fuck a dozen times?
Yeah.
I don't know. We take some time off.
We could have fucking been connecting about all this stuff.
Is AYE an animal?
Yeah.
An AA.
It's a lemur.
AYE. Oh, lemurs have the massive eyes. Those things are crazy.
Doggy, this thing, pull it up. I want to see it. Now. No, I want to see the wildlife treasury card version of it.
I remember listening to a cassette tape. Like teachers would play for us where like every letter had a different song about a different animal that started with that letter.
It was like Harrington. Hey, you need help with your show? Ah, get away.
Poor Harrington.
Look at that kid in that little pith helmet.
All right, stop it. That's an evil creature.
The AYE card.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's just a Canadian.
What does the AA sound like when it's on fire?
B! Okay. So look, let's go to something cuter. Let's go to Does It Live?
Does It Live?
Does It Live?
Does It Live or Does It Die?
The game where we figure out, does this animal, person, thing live or die? We watch the beginning of a video, and then we figure out what's going to happen at the end using our best judgment, our powers of deduction, our skills at being a wildlife detective.
This is going to be cops pulling over black people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a leopard chasing a baby warthog.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what that is.
You can see
that
right,
is what it is.
You
it
didn't
is
freeze it quickly enough. You can see he's making up ground. That warthog
so
dies.
So basically, do we think the warthog is going to live or die, I guess is the question.
Everything dies.
It's going to die.
Everything does die eventually. You're right. You know what?
Yeah.
Dude, fucking keep
the game. The game is just winning. You're like, it
keep
dies.
Keep hit the doors because he just fucking made a great point. It made me fucking want to think about life on the inside of my head for a good 30 seconds. Shannon, please say that again.
Everything.
Does this warthog live or die?
Everything dies.
It's the end. Little doors.
Everything does die.
Song about all of our careers.
And him raping his mom.
Yeah.
Did he rape his mom?
The song in there, he goes through and he kills his dad and then he walks down the hall and he's like, Mother! I wanna fuck you!
No, that's Danzig.
No, but...
You're thinking of Danzig. Mother. Doon, doon, doon,
no, no, he's talking.
Tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to feel my words. This actually works with this song. No, Shannon, keep going. What they mean, what they say. Mother. This is the end. Father. Beautiful friend. Dude, I'm good at mixing music, too. That's another thing that I'm really good at.
This always makes me think of the opening of Apocalypse Now.
Never saw it.
What? It's a must watch.
I never saw it, Gino.
You should have watched. You should watch
yeah
it. I've never seen Citizen.
You watch it.
I have. It's a good movie.
Watch, Shannon.
I was going to yell at Gino to get on the mic.
She's dancing. Shannon started doing a dance.
Get on the mic. That's the first time anybody's ever asked yeah Gino.
Normally they're like, get away from the mic.
Shannon, you look away fucking good today, though, girly girl. Here, go back to you. Hold on. Don't make me just do it. I don't want to demean you. See, that's all. That's an okay thing to see. Your forehead's not disgusting.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that like booting somebody in the back?
But if we can get a little more bod, it would be nice.
There you go.
You just got to fucking pull the camera down a little.
I was just trying to get Nate because Nate wasn't in the shot before. So.
Nobody oh wants to look at Nate.
Yeah, no one cares.
Nate is ugly.
There we
there
go.
There we go. And Nate's also in the shot.
Yeah.
It's raining.
He's still on the shot.
Hi, Nate. That's Nate.
Look
I know
at
that
Shannon.
Guy.
Shannon.
I lost 20 pounds.
What, 20 pounds?
22.
Can I see your stomach?
Wow. No.
Nope.
Shannon, show everyone your stomach.
No. Show your stomach.
You bitch.
What were you doing to lose the weight?
Is the wart?
I stopped eating meat.
Yeah, she did. Story of my life, everyone, right?
Did you go vegan?
I don't identify as that. I identify as plant-based at this moment.
Oh, that's worse man than someone who oh says they're vegan.
Let me make this very complex.
Have
about
you tried like
diet
this plant-based meat shit?
No.
I want to try an Impossible
stuff
Whopper. I
that's
try
the
one
diet version of saying I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual.
Yeah.
You're plant-based.
Yeah. I just am avoiding meat products for the time being.
For the time being, so you know you're going to come back.
I don't know. I'm just leaving it open. I'm not going to say
anything. She knows she's
going
to walk by yeah a plate of prosciutto one day.
Is that code?
Shannon, what about Thanksgiving? You're going to go meatless on Thanksgiving?
I've been thinking about it, but I'm thinking maybe I'll allow cheese and eggs on
tofurkey
Thanksgiving.
Cheese
but,
and eggs.
I don't think I'm going to eat the turkey. I'm not sure yet.
Eat a tofurkey?
You're going to have a fucking breakfast sandwich on Thanksgiving? What is wrong with you?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'll just see how I feel. I don't know.
What egg dishes on Thanksgiving?
No, but there's like egg in like, you know, the in bread or in like the stuffings. It's in stuff. When you make stuffed shells, there's egg in
you
it.
I'll stuff your shell, baby girl.
Wow.
Oh, man, you're cotty. Nothing.
Trying.
I like that, too.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'll macaroni your cheese.
You wanna?
I'll fucking.
I'll love
some gravy on
I'll
that.
I'll la lasagna.
La lasagna.
I don't know.
Here's my gravy.
We're fucking workshopping right now, Maren. So have you stop judging us and throwing some shit out there. We're editing all that shit, and the funny one will stick.
This is a new podcast. It's called Writer's Room.
It's a perfect podcast. So you do the perfect podcast. You just do it for 6 hours. You cut it down to 20 minutes of the best jokes anyone's ever said. We'll come off like geniuses.
I'll bake your ziti. Want to do that one? No.
I like that, actually.
You make ziti for Thanksgiving?
Shut up.
I have to make... So my son's mother's making the turkey. I got to make all the sides, or a bunch of the sides. Mm. But
green beans.
I'm gonna do mashed potatoes. I'm
sweet potato.
I'm gonna do candy yams.
You sound like you just decided on that.
No, no, I'm doing that. But then I also, I really like, there's a barbecue place right over here on like 5th Street and 2nd Avenue. What's that barbecue place called? It's really good. It's like,
I've been there. I went there with Dean.
Yeah.
So are you talking about Mighty Quinn's?
Yes. Yes. And they got a great broccoli fucking salad that has like cranberries in it and fucking, it's like maybe a mayonnaise or a creamy type thing and shaved almonds. And it's fucking delicious. So I told my son this morning, little fucking cocksucker. I was like, oh, I'm going to go buy.
Named him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, little cocksucker.
It's a family name.
Little cocksucker, Sidney Gomez.
Cocksucker Jr.
That's just his nickname.
My dad CJ. Called me a little cocksucker. I'm going to call my son a little cocksucker.
Well, you were named after your mother.
Right.
Yeah, you are.
So I was like, oh, maybe I'll just, I'll get them, I'll buy the salad for Mighty Quinn's and just, you know, include it.
And just mail it the fuck in on Thanksgiving.
Well, then he goes, no, Dad, you know what'd be better? If you made it. And then I felt bad, and I was like, ugh, fine.
And then he finished a comedian, so we could have this fucking thing catered.
But it won't
be better.
No, I'm a decent cook when I want to be.
Agreed.
Being a good cook, I'm a good cook. I'm decent. If I want to make something, I understand.
Do you do sleight of hand magic while you're preparing the food?
Do you put a penny in your mouth for the?
You just have to be able to follow directions decently. You have to have a little bit of fucking, just a little feel.
Yeah,
it's a
if you're following directions, you're not cooking. You're reading. You have to have a little. You have to have that something extra that makes it.
You know, I'm sorry, not everybody's fucking grandma sat them down and showed them their old world recipes. Okay,
they did.
Mighty Quinn's. Gino fucking is cooking his Thanksgiving dinner on his fucking...
Yeah, his fucking radiator grill.
right on the hood of the car.
Fucking head of your car, you piece of shit. This is the actual recipe? Go back up top for a second.
Yeah. Make your kid go out and get half a cup of fucking buttermilk if he wants you to make this at home.
This is like the website where they tell you how to make restaurant food.
Wow. And this is the recipe right here? Two heads of broccoli, florets, mayonnaise, apple. Wow.
That seems like a lot of stuff.
I'll send you a link.
Doggy, it's so good.
That's a lot of work.
How big is a batch of bacon bits? Let me tell you. Whenever I see the word batch online, it's not usually followed by bacon bits.
How many is that for?
It's Shannon. Preceded by swallow entire.
How many is that for? I'm having five adults, two children.
Bacon bits.
Shooting a...
I don't know.
Well, two heads of broccoli is a lot.
So you're printing it up for him. Wow, this is happening now. You've got to find fucking buttermilk and make this fucking...
I think you should videotape yourself making this.
I think you can get buttermilk at the supermarket.
It's just no one buys buttermilk. It's 2019. I checked.
You can buy buttermilk at the supermarket.
I have a calendar on my phone. It's 2019.
Thank you, Shannon. Buttermilk at the supermarket all day, baby boy.
By the way, Shannon's not coming over. She can't eat buttermilk.
Shannon.
That's right. You blew that, fuckhead.
Shannon, would you come over for Thanksgiving?
I have my family.
Your family doesn't love you.
Your family doesn't love you.
Your family's not going to be happy.
I brought Shannon home for Thanksgiving, they'd be like, yo, this is a fucking hot whore.
Yeah.
Who is this?
I can't tell why she wouldn't want to come.
Yeah.
Shannon's
who's the hot whore.
Hi, Shannon. And what's your podcast called?
Shannon wouldn't. Shannon is like, she'd be like, they would just go like, all right, she's not going to be here next year. Fuck.
Yeah. She'll wise up.
Fuck. No, she's not going to wise up. I would be over this one. She's just another one in the long line of hoes.
Mm.
Right, Shannon?
You make good decisions.
Yeah. Thank you, Nate, for getting the coffee. I see you see it spilling everywhere. okay, so baby Wild Hog versus the Leopard.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. I think it dies.
Warthog's probably in college by now if he escaped.
I say he lives because why would we even be guessing? About this video.
But Nate's kind of funny, though. Nate's funny in that he would just make it this baby warthog being eaten by a leopard.
I hope he lives just so we can forget about the dead fucking koala.
I think what happens is...
Baby warthog's cute as fuck, doggy.
Yeah,
what if the leopard dies?
That's actually...
You ever see the warthog gets across the street and then an SUV just kills the leopard?
You ever just pulls out a gun? It's like a wolf diving at a little rabbit. And it's like, looks can be deceiving. The next picture is the rabbit's fine and the wolf's just like bones. So maybe something like that.
Maybe. What do you think? All right, so I'm going to say I think Nate is morbid and fucked and is doing some sort of misdirection. I think this warthog is going to die.
Yeah, it looks obvious that it would. So maybe
that's the funniest
thing. Exactly, yeah.
He's either about to get caught or he's gonna make a fucking hard turn. I'm gonna say he gets away. I'm changing my answer.
I'm gonna say he gets away.
He's gonna make a hard turn. It looks like he's gonna catch him right when you get to the fucking van, and then he makes a hard left. Watch.
I bet it goes underneath like a one of the cars, and then the. Is that a cheetah?
Cut left. That's a shame.
Oh no, he got him.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Wait.
Oh! Mama Warnock!
Oh, shit!
Mama Warnock came
and called me Mr. Pig! I think that thing's dead, though.
But did it die?
Like, because,
No, they didn't get him.
Well, you know, it lived for another hour.
Right,
yeah. Just twitched and bled.
Every fucking video he shows, like, the thing's got a 50-50. It's in critical care, like, fucking an hour later.
Can we check in on that baby warthog? Is there a percentage or some sort of GoFundMe that we can get going? is there a GoFundMe for the koala?
Zach, let's hear a screaming baby warthog.
Yeah.
I don't want to run into
that. That was Zach's band when he was in high school.
Yes. It was my AOL screen name.
Screaming baby warthog. All right, let's end the show. Great week this week in the Real Ass Podcast. Really fun show. Bronson Jones, Gina Visconti. I know, Nate. Gina Visconti and Matt Maron. Make sure you follow all these guys. Go see them live where you can see them live. And let's end the show as usual with Nate's viral video clips of the week.
Oh,
I hate those videos. That I like.
Dead. It's a paradox. Seems that I care a lot. Oh. I stare a lot. Armchair compassionate, accessory
fashionate. Get me a character fit to assassinate. I demolize. This looks terrible.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Sleight of hand magic.
That doesn't look good.
Shut up.
Yamini.
Oh, he's dead.
Yamanika.
Oh.
Whoa!
Yes!
That's not gonna end well.
Oh, yes!
Oh my god. What?
Oh, oh shit!
Holy fucking shit. I don't wanna see this, do I?
Oh no.
No.
Oh no.
Oh!
Put back the dead koala.
Oh.
Thanks for watching.
Oh, God.